This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by Smart for Life. We know our Awe Island families are extra busy as kids head back to school. Packed with protein, vitamins, and fiber, Smart for Life's gourmet protein bars are a perfect and convenient energy-boosting snack. Developed by physicians, they're low in sugar, gluten-free, and free from artificial additives, making them a nourishing choice for busy days and active lifestyles. Best of all, they come in delicious flavors like chocolate caramel and lemon yogurt. Satisfy your hunger conveniently with Smart for Life gourmet protein bars. Visit smartforlife.com and use promo code CALM20 at checkout to receive 20% off your next order. That's CALM20 for 20% off your order at smartforlife.com.
This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com. We're excited to introduce you to Herbal Z's, an all-natural and melatonin-free sleep solution from NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com. Why is melatonin-free so important? Melatonin can cause unpleasant dreams, morning grogginess, and dependency. Herbal Z's is designed to provide a restful REM sleep without melatonin's unwelcome side effects. With completely natural ingredients like chamomile, magnolia bark extract, and ashwagandha extract, Herbal Z's is an innovative, 100% natural bedtime formulation for all ages. Awe Islanders can get 25% off all products, including Herbal Z's, at NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com by using promo code BECALM25 at checkout. That's BECALM25 for 25% off your order at NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com. Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Before today's story, let's relax. We'll start by taking a deep dragon breath together. You'll breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly soften, and think of a mama deer gently nudging her baby up onto its feet, encouraging the fawn to stand on its own. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby deer. Relax your arms and shoulders, and let's take another deep dragon breath together. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. Now close your eyes and feel your face and neck relax. Imagine that you are the baby fawn with your mama deer. You feel safe and loved. Let's take one more deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, like a dragon. Here we go. Deep breath. In and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Imagination Exploration. on a cloudy morning on Awe Island at an old farmhouse situated near a sparkling pond. Zara, the playful kitten, tiptoed around inside the house with excitement bubbling inside her. Her humans were still sound asleep, but what really made her tail twitch with anticipation was the new family member who was also fast asleep. Just yesterday, Zara's family had come back from the animal shelter with a gigantic tank and all sorts of supplies. But the most important thing they brought home was a snake. Not just any snake, but a bright and colorful orange corn snake named Carlotta. Last night, Allie, the enthusiastic and kind-hearted little girl, had been eager to spend time with Carlotta. So Zara decided to give them their space. But now that morning had arrived and the humans were still nestled in their beds, Zara thought it would be the perfect time to introduce herself to the newest member of the family. With a soft paw and gentle steps, Zara crept closer to Carlotta's tank. The little kitten leapt silently onto the table on which the enclosure sat. Peering through the glass, Zara saw the snake dozing peacefully under a lamp. She couldn't help but feel a mixture of curiosity and excitement as she watched, imagining all the adventures they would have together. Zara couldn't wait to show Carlotta the barn and the pond. As much as Zara wanted to tap on the glass and wake Carlotta up, she knew that it was rude to interrupt someone who was resting. So the little kitten turned around, intending to jump to the windowsill. As she turned, her fur brushed up against the side of the glass. Ah, the glass felt nice and warm from the glow of the lamp inside. Zara paused and leaned up against the enclosure, snuggling up against its heat. She closed her eyes in delight and let out a little purr. This heat was so cozy. After a few moments of snuggling against the warm glass, Zara's sensitive ears perked up as she heard a soft hiss coming from within the tank. She quickly turned around to see a pair of slitted eyes staring back at her. Carlotta was finally awake. "Hello, Carlotta," Zara greeted with a wide grin. "I didn't mean to wake you up. It's just, I was excited to meet you. But now that you're awake, I can introduce myself. My name is Zara," the little kitten said, tail twitching in delight. Carlotta giggled, seeing how energetic Zara was. "It's nice to meet you, Zara," she said. The little corn snake darted her tongue out in greeting to her new friend. "I don't mind being woken up early today," she said. "I'm looking forward to my first day here in my new home." "Great! I can't wait to show you around," Zara mewed, jumping gracefully down from the table to the floor. She chattered on as she walked. "First, we can go to the kitchen, then the dining room, then the bathroom, and then, of course, the barn. Oh, I almost forgot the pond." The little kitten had made it halfway across the living room before she turned around, noticing Carlotta hadn't followed. The little snake was still up on the table inside her enclosure. "Aren't you coming?" Zara asked. "Well, no," replied Carlotta. "As fun as a tour sounds, I can't leave my tank." Carlotta pointed her head upwards. "See? There's a heavy lid on top." Zara hopped back up on the table to examine the enclosure. Standing on her hind legs, she could see that the tank was fitted with a large black lid, upon which sat the lamp, which shined down into Carlotta's living space. Yes, this lid would be a barrier to any exploration. "Don't worry," Zara declared. "I think I can get it off for you." And she began batting at the side of the lid with her tiny paws, trying with all her might to get the lid to move. "Oh, you don't need to do that," said Carlotta. She slithered gracefully toward the edge of her tank, leaning against the glass. Pausing, Zara tilted her head to the side, perking her ears up. "Why?" she asked. "Don't you want to see the house and explore with me?" "As lovely as that sounds, I shouldn't leave my tank without a human around," Carlotta explained with a reassuring smile. "You see, when I was adopted, the animal shelter volunteers told Allie's parents that it's important for me to have a human companion when I am outside the tank. It's for my safety." Zara nodded in understanding. "Oh, I see," she said. "You need to have someone watching over you." The little kitten drooped her tail and ears. Zara understood that different animals have different needs. But even so, she still felt a little disappointed that she wouldn't be able to show Carlotta around her favorite places. Seeing that Zara had lost her pep, Carlotta spoke up. "I have an idea," Carlotta offered, her voice filled with enthusiasm. "Even though I can't physically go to your favorite places, maybe you can describe them to me, and I can visit them in my imagination." Zara's ears perked up, and a playful grin spread across her face. "That's a fantastic idea," she exclaimed. "Let's go on an imaginary adventure together." The little kitten's tail swished gently from side to side as she considered what to describe first. Thinking fondly of her duckling friend, Zara knew just where to start. She began to describe the pond to Carlotta. "Oh, you won't believe how amazing the pond is," she exclaimed. "It's like a whole new world filled with sparkling water and friendly creatures. The grass surrounding the pond is the most brilliant shade of green, and the sky above is a beautiful bright blue. Well, most days anyway. And the flowers, oh, the flowers. They're so colorful, blooming in all shades of pink and yellow and even red, like your scales." As Zara described the sights and sounds of the pond, Carlotta closed her eyes and let her imagination carry her away. She could almost feel the breeze and hear the rustling of the grass. Zara continued, "The pond itself shimmers in the sunlight, and the little ducks glide gracefully across the surface of the water." "I can see it," exclaimed Carlotta, even though her eyes were still closed. Zara's descriptions were so vivid, she felt as though she was there. The little snake slowly opened her eyes. "Thank you, Zara. It was like I was there. The pond sounds beautiful," she said with a grateful smile. "Where can we go next?" Zara spent the rest of the morning sharing her favorite places with Carlotta. She described the cozy corners of the farmhouse, the warm sunlit windowsills that were perfect for naps, and the hay bales and beams of the barn. Carlotta took in each description with wonder and enthusiasm, happy to have a tour of her new home. Soon, Zara's voice began to trail off, and her eyes grew heavy. Carlotta observed these signs and gently suggested but the two new friends both take a well-deserved nap. Zara agreed gratefully. Carlotta curled herself up in a coil, closing her eyes as she said, "Sleep tight, Zara." With a gentle purr and a contented yawn, Zara nestled herself next to Carlotta's tank, feeling the soothing warmth of the heat lamp. As her eyes grew heavy, Zara's mind filled with gratitude for all the wonderful things in her life. First, she was grateful for her loving home, where there were endless nooks and crannies to explore and exciting adventures to be had. Zara took a deep dragon breath in and out. Feeling a sense of peace wash over her. Next, she was grateful for her new friend, Carlotta. Zara was happy to have a new family member to look after. Zara took another deep dragon breath in and out, lastly, Zara was grateful for the power of imagination that allowed her and Carlotta to go on incredible adventures together, even when Carlotta couldn't leave her tank. Zara took one last deep dragon breath in and out, and drifted gently off to sleep, dreaming of more imaginary adventures with Carlotta. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.